This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are fired up to kick off a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday. Vodka Rebel Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. Yeah. I think one dude who would enjoy Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday is our guy Captain Bob from Kansas City. Bob Fesco joins us now. Bob, what's up, dude?
What's up, fellas? How are you? It's good to hear your voices again.
Yeah, man.
How you been?
We had a lot of fun
out in
New Orleans.
yeah, we sure did, man. I mean, except for the game, right?
So you can listen to Bob on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, hosts Fesco in the morning. And we kind of all hit it off because we were all in that same Odyssey area at Radio Row at the Super Bowl. And Bob was wearing a captain's hat all week. Are you still wearing it?
You know what? I'm actually going out on the boat today for the first time this summer, and I will be sporting the captain's hat. You better believe it.
All right. Yeah. I love it, man.
Well, Bob, after that game, you could tell they needed to do some work on the offensive line. Have they addressed that?
You know, I think they have. I mean, they went out and got two options for left tackle, Josh Simmons being the latest addition from the draft out of Ohio State, who, you know, every draft insider, whether you believe him or not, says he would have been the first offensive lineman taken if he was healthy, but he ended up falling to the Chiefs because of his banged-up knee, and he's kind of kicking butt and taking names in OTAs from what everybody's saying, if you want to factor anything into that. So maybe he's on the fast track, and so I think they did go out there and address their needs along the offensive line. They've got some competition at guard now that's going to take place on the left side to replace Joe Tooney. They'll re-sign Trey Smith, get a deal done with him, and they'll go and kind of figure things out. And Andy Reid's always been good at figuring out the offensive line. It's just that Super Bowl game, they just got overexposed, and now they really need to make a push to fix that thing to protect Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, what was it like for Chiefs fans to kind of I mean, they kind of got dominated in that Super Bowl game. And yeah. I feel like Chiefs fans weren't ready for that outcome.
Kind of is the wrong word. There's no kind of. They got their ass kicked. and you're right. Like, we're not used to that here in Kansas City, at least in the short term, right? You're used to going out there and winning. That game was over at halftime. Everybody knew it. And quite frankly, I don't know how you guys feel about it. I'd rather lose that way than, you know, lose on a heartbreaker field goal at the end or something like that that rips your heart out. At least the 24-0 at halftime, you could turn the page and start to focus on the next season. It made the grieving start a little bit earlier and getting over it a lot faster.
Dude, we had some people over for the Super Bowl, and everybody's got young kids, so everybody left at halftime. And
yeah.
I just went and started cleaning up. I just went and did the dishes. And my wife's like, what are you doing? I was like, this game is over. And, I came back to watch, but I missed some of the third quarter because I just knew how it was going to go down.
Yep.
Dude, Bob, I'm curious. We just looked at the numbers, and the Chiefs' offense, I mean, everybody has this vision in their head of Mahomes and Kelce and this explosive offense. Last year, they were pedestrian as hell. They're great on third down. They stay on the field, but how do they get explosive again?
Well, you get Rashee Rice back, right? I mean, that was a big loss for them. I think it was like either week three or week four against the Chargers, and Mahomes throws an interception. Rashee Rice is trying to make a tackle. Mahomes is trying to make a tackle. He takes out Rashee Rice, and you lose him for the whole game. Hollywood Brown comes back this year, right? We didn't have him at all last year.
Yeah.
Until maybe the last game of the season. So going into last year, 365 days ago, your top two wide receivers basically didn't play all year for you, and you still went 15-2 and went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, Xavier Worthy stepped up and did some obviously good things, but having Rice back and having Hollywood Brown back healthy, hopefully all season, I think those are two huge additions to what this team's going to try to do and just kind of talking with some people in the organization after the season ended and to where we are today. It's like, we're going back to bombs away, man. They're going to start airing it out. They're going to have a lot of fun this year. Travis Kelce's senior year, you know how it is. It's going to be like American Pie and everything like that. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch how these guys go out and what they want to do in their final year together as well.
Well, I was talking to JP earlier. I told him, I said, listen, when Pat didn't have to score all the points, the defense showed how good they can be. If you have this defense play the way it did this year, coming up, like they played last year, if they play the same and then the offense is now explosive again, could this be one of the better teams that Kansas City had?
Well, I think it's going to be Patrick Mahomes' second greatest year as a pro coming up, because he's never going to do 50 and 5,000 again unless we add that 18th game, right? And which is coming. We all know that sooner rather than later. But I think there's a lot, like when Mahomes loses, he feels like they've done nothing. They've never accomplished anything. Everything that they've ever done doesn't matter. They lost that game. And losing that last game of the year is a big deal to Patrick Mahomes, because now everybody's talking about them being washed, the Eagles, the new dynasty, all this stuff, because they lost one football game. Patrick Mahomes keeps records of all of this and writes all this stuff down and uses it as fuel to the fire, which is brilliant, because when you're as good as Patrick Mahomes, not many people saying bad things about you. But when somebody does, man, he takes that to the next level.
We're talking with our friend Bob Fesco. You can listen to him on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Fesco in the mornings. Last year I thought it was very strange, especially for us in D.C., that Philly kind of became the team America was rooting for. I think people grew tired of the Chiefs. That's not the case for us, but
right.
How weird was that shift kind of in real time, where the Chiefs kind of weren't like the America, like a team that America rooted for anymore?
It was different, but it makes it even more different when it's the Chiefs. I grew up in North Jersey, you know, my entire life till I was 18 and came out to KU, and I hate the Eagles. I hate everything about Philadelphia. I can't believe anybody was embracing them as the America's team. But it is that Chiefs fatigue. And I think you guys in D.C. are that team this year, man. I think the Commanders are the team that everybody's fallen in love with and wants to be America's team. Is there anybody I'm more of a heater than the Commanders organization right now?
Nope. Not at all.
I mean, you change that name to something that people like, and man, if you talk about having a complete off season, it would be, I mean, dynamic what they've got going on there. So I think that's going to shift quickly away from Philadelphia, because people will see the behavior of the fans. They're deplorable. We all know that. And they'll start to say, all right, I'm tired of them. Washington had a great year last year, dynamic quarterback, fun coach. Like, let's get this thing moving. But, yeah, it was kind of weird to see people go all of a sudden from loving Mahomes to, like, I want to see him lose. But it just goes to show you the sports fan, right, in this country. We want something good for a brief period of time, but if it gets to be too much, out, and we want something new.
It's interesting you say that. So I think one of the biggest things, for better or worse, is Travis Kelce. And I don't think I'm saying much here, but Kelce was not great last season. I thought it was by far he underperformed. Does he seem fully committed at this point?
Yes, 100%. He's lost 25 pounds. He's at OTAs, you know, and at this stage of his career, you don't have to be there. And I think Patrick even said yesterday, he goes, if this is the last dance, it sure doesn't seem that way with Travis Kelce. So the fact that he came back in with his weight cut 25 pounds, looking good, looking young. And look, I think Travis is going to be better this year, because you've got Rashee Rice and you've got Hollywood Brown coming back too, which is going to take all the pressure off of Travis Kelce. You're not going to be able to triple coverage that guy anymore, or even double cover that guy anymore, because that's going to leave somebody else open if you want to do that. So I think Travis can have a really nice year in his final season, most likely in the NFL.
Has he said he's going to hang it up this week? After this season?
Not officially, right? But I think everybody's kind of reading that writing on the wall. His contract is up after this season. Kind of like what you said, a little bit of a rough year last year. The Super Bowl obviously wasn't great for him or for anybody. So I think the writing is on the wall. I don't think anybody's officially said that. And if you still have the ability to play, never close that door. You know, as you guys know, you play as long as you possibly can. So I don't think he wants to close that door, but I think the feeling is it's probably going to be the last ride for Travis. We're kind of approaching it that way here in Kansas City.
Everybody's still in intrigued and loving my man, our Big Red, Andy Reid, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think about the career in Philadelphia, and obviously you being there with him, Brian. Like, it was like, it felt like it was probably time to go and mm-hmm. time for a new kind of outlook on life for both parties involved. And I don't know that we've ever seen in the NFL at this point in time a better marriage between Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
I mean, obviously Belichick and, you know, what went on in New England. But this, like, Andy Reid is Big Red. The Chiefs are red. Like, Dick Vermeil told him to come here because the hunts are great. He came here. Like, it's storybook, man. It really is. And to see this guy who got so close for so many years in Philadelphia not get over the top to come here that cherry on top of what is the greatest coaching career in NFL history. It's awesome. I love it.
Yeah,
he's a good dude, man.
He is a good dude, man.
And that's the other thing. Like, you can be proud rooting for this guy, you know?
Sure. What about Chris Jones? Where's his – I mean, that dude is just a dominant player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I can't wait to watch him this year. They drafted two guys on the defensive line, which I think is going to take some pressure off of Chris Jones. They got younger, they got faster, they got bigger, you know, along the defensive line. And I think that's going to help Chris Jones. He's got a good supporting cast down there right now. Charles Omenihu, who's a good football player. George Karloftis, everybody knows.
Yeah.
He's kind of underrated. They've got a lot of good players on that defensive line.
For sure. They certainly do. And then, Bob, that AFC West is such a gauntlet, man. We are talking with our friend Bob Fesco from Kansas City 610 Sports Radio. You can listen to his show every morning. You can give him a follow at Bob Fesco, F-E-S-C-O-E. Bob's joining us via the Rood guest hotline. Rood is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. The Chiefs have won that division, what, 9 years in a row?
Nine straight.
That's crazy.
Yeah, nine straight.
Do you feel like, I mean, the Chargers and the Broncos look good. Do you feel like this could be the year somebody else finally takes down KC in the division?
No. I don't mean to sound so flippant about that, but every year we hear about the Chargers, right? Every year the Chargers are going to be good, and then they're 9-7. Every year we hear, oh, this is somebody else's year, and the Chiefs just seemingly figure it out and know how to do it. Am I a little more scared than I've been in the last decade? Yeah. But am I worried they're not going to win the division? No, because you still have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and that trumps any quarterback combination with head coach in the NFL, let alone the AFC West.
Got a point there.
I mean, you really do, man.
Now, you think about it, though. The Chiefs' offense was not very good, was not great last year. They went 15-2.
15-2, and really 15-1. They didn't play the last game of the
yes.
season. You know,
that's great. Did they keep Wentz as Mahomes' backup?
No, we got Gardner Minshew or Gardner Jean Shorts or whatever that guy's name is. That's been around the block and drives the RV along the interstate. I love that guy. Right, perfect backup for Patrick Mahomes. So Minshew's in now, the former Raider, and you know. He's here being the backup guy.
I kind of like him as a backup. I think.
I don't mind it. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, he's the right vibe, dude.
Right. As long as he doesn't have to play, I'm fine with it.
So, I mean, it seems like, what is the mindset out there? Is it Super Bowl or bust?
Yeah, it is. I look, as long as Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are at the top of their games, it has to be Super Bowl or bust for this organization, and they'll tell you that as well. You know, I know fans kind of roll their eyes when I say last year was a disappointment, but we start every year saying if they don't get to and win the Super Bowl, it's a disappointing season. And I always say that's not me saying that. That's them saying that. That's their mindset. Anything short of Lombardi is a failed year.
That's what they made there. That's what they made people to expect, the way that they play.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's exactly right.
You've been somewhere around the Super Bowl for the last five,
in the
six
last
years?
6 years or something? Four in the last six?
Yes, they've been to, gosh, it's so weird and I sound so spoiled saying it. Like, was that the first San Francisco Super Bowl or the second San Francisco Super Bowl? You know, like well, we're in that mindset. So 2020 was their first one. They went back, then they missed, then they went back three in a row. So whatever that is, five of the last seven.
That's crazy.
Damn,
that's success.
That's unbelievable.
Hey, Bob, last thing. We're talking with our friend Bob Fesco from KC610 Sports Radio. You can give him a follow at Bob Fesco, F-E-S-C-O-E. Bob joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. What's the deal with the stadium? Forgive me, I don't know enough, but I know there's talk of, like, moving out of Arrowhead. I don't know if it's downtown or somewhere else. How real is all that? I mean, Arrowhead's iconic. They're not actually going to move out of there, are they?
Yeah, they probably are. I mean, it's
really?
Time. You know, you guys know what it's like playing in a bad stadium in D.C.
Yeah.
It's an iconic stadium, but it's also 2025. And anymore in sports, when you're trying to make money, it's not really about those TV deals that much anymore, right? It's all about that local development around the stadiums
Totally, and yeah. Putting
that dome up and getting the concerts and the Super Bowl and all of that kind of stuff. And look, Arrowhead's a great place. It has become an antiquated place. It doesn't generate the revenue either that these teams need to do. And you're at a point right now with Patrick Mahomes. Like, if you drive by our downtown airport, which is the secondary airport in town, doesn't have commercial flights, but it's like where the rich people fly in with their private jets.
Nice.
On any Sunday game day with Patrick Mahomes, there's 40 or 50 jets lined up out there, right? People are flying in from all over the country. I think when they said they had the last AFC championship game, not this past one, but the one before that, there were, I think, 800 combined takeoff and departures from the downtown airport of private planes. Now, that's obviously 400 different planes coming. So people are flying here to spend their money from all over the country to watch Patrick Mahomes. We don't have enough suites for that. Like, I think they're right now, their waiting list for suites is double from the amount of suites that they can offer. The premium stuff isn't there. And to keep these teams moving in the right direction, you got to have that 365-day-a-year way to generate revenue. And Arrowhead just doesn't do that right now. And, you know, the Royals are getting ready to move across the state line as well to the state of Kansas. I think the Chiefs are probably going to end up following. Not 100% sure on all that because Clark Hunt's father essentially built Arrowhead Stadium. And so it's like moving out of your childhood home. You know it's time, but that sentimental value is still there.
Yeah, but I think what you just said probably can, if any people in D.C. listening, they want to hear that. They need to hear that
to
see that what a new stadium can do for the area that has a stadium that's just antiquated right now.
That's exactly right. It creates a new area of entertainment for people. It's great for your residents, and it's great for the teams because that money that you make in your market at your stadium and your surrounding area, that's all your money to keep. And so you get that leg up when it comes time to having those signing bonuses and, you know, guaranteed money. You got to have that in your account to transfer to dudes. And the more money you can have in your account, the more opportunities you can have to sign your guys, or maybe you want to go out and get a free agent. So
you
just got to find ways to generate that revenue. The landscape of sports has changed so much.
Yeah.
I think fans are starting to realize how much of a business sports really is over the actual games that take place.
Bob, always appreciate talking with you, man.
Appreciate you, Bob.
Where do you go for the boat in KC? Forgive me for not knowing.
We got some lakes. It's just a little small lake right outside of town. My friend has a boat. We just, you know, run out there. It's called Perry Lake. And then, of course, there's Lake of the Ozarks, which, you know, everybody knows about that.
Sure.
And whatnot in Missouri. But, you know, this is a quick little day trip. You know, my friend's got nothing else to do, and he owns a boat. He's like, come on out on Friday at, like, noon. I'm like, okay.
Is this like a beer boat ride or some fishing?
Yeah, nice pontoon boat. No fishing. Drinks, cocktails.
There you go. Enjoy it, man.
Hopefully,
have fun, man.
Hopefully, where's the Super Bowl this year? San Francisco? Hopefully we see you there, dude.
Yeah, Santa Clara.
Well, it's out west, so we're out this year because we're not getting up at 3 a.m. You know.
That's true. Did we think about that, B? Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the time, man.
You got it, guys. Always fun to be on with you. Stay in touch, man.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
Take care. Bob
Can
Fesco.
Can you imagine that? Have to get up that damn early?
That's early. I mean, I guess if we're out west, we're 7 to 11.
Yeah, but then I have the rest of the day. Remember that?
Golfing.
Yeah, I guess we're golfing.
Remember Vegas, though? Those were some early mornings,
man. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Those were some early mornings.
It was some rough nights, too.
I simply say no to Landfill's next question. What is it? You'll find out next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.